Joining us in the studio this morning is Sean Pendergast from the Payne and Pendergast Show on Sports 610. You can hear him from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Sean, Bill O'Brien got let go yesterday, and Sarah and I have been up legitimately all night brainstorming some new ideas for new coaches we wanted to share with you.
So Jesse and I put together a real quick list of coaches that we think would be good at filling Bill O'Brien's job, but we want to get your thoughts on. Okay, perfect. All right, number one, as the two-time quarterback and also captain of the Pi Beta Phi Powder Puff football team who won two games, which is two more than Bill O'Brien, I feel qualified. Jesse Watt also played on her Powder Puff football team. Also, they had a lot more wins than we did.
We had
highly
four.
Qualified.
I was the snapper, and I know that's not the name of it, but that's what I like to call
you
it.
You were the snapper?
I was the snapper.
The snapper. Listen,
all right, here
snapper.
We go.
It sounds like a nickname. Hey, snapper.
Hey, snapper.
So both of you as potential candidates, look, a lot of teams are, you know, they're thinking outside the box these days, and they're thinking of very creative ways. That's how Cliff Kingsbury wound up in Arizona. He's got DeAndre Hopkins now, so maybe.
If we knew who that was, we'd be like,
let's go.
No, trust me. Hey, I guarantee you, a lot of your female listeners that are fans of Texas Tech know exactly who Cliff Kingsbury is.
Oh, he's a hottie. Oh, he's the hottie football coach from Texas Tech that was here for the Texas Bowl.
Yes.
I know that guy.
He's a hottie.
You're as unknowledgeable as you make yourself out to be.
All right, some other options, Sean. I'm going to go with Matthew McConaughey, the coach from We Are Marshall.
Not bad. And that's based on an actual real coach, too. Unlike you guys, which is based on a sport that doesn't involve pads or helmets.
We were captains.
Like
don't downplay it.
I don't doubt your leadership. I don't doubt you.
Okay, I'm going to throw this one out there.
All right.
Uncle Rico, Napoleon Dynamite.
Hey, not bad. Not bad. Honestly, you guys know this. Look, we can all have this conversation. We all get up at, what, like 4 in the morning to do this
some
job?
Disgusting
I wouldn't mind it being somebody who's just completely entertainment value at this point. You know what I mean?
Okay, perfect. J.J. Watt's dad, he said that he used to coach his boys back in the day. He's coached three guys to the NFL.
He did.
J.J. Watt's dad.
He did, but he's clearly busy running that Subway sandwich stand in the backyard on the commercial these days.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Jesse, do you have another option?
No worries, I have another option. Yeah. Sandra Bullock, have we seen her in The Blind Side?
Boy.
She's amazing in that movie.
And
she's so good.
She feels like someone who is angling for a coaching job in that movie.
I know.
Like I know that was based on a true story. I also know Michael Orr, who the story is based on, was not real happy with his portrayal in that movie. I didn't watch a bunch of balloons float across the sky like a 4-year-old.
It was
that
sentimental,
That didn't happen, right?
Yeah, it was emotional.
It's Hollywood. They take liberties. Look, I went to Notre Dame. I know that Rudy was not all true. This just in, kids. Spoiler alert.
You're in luck, Sean. That was my final name on the list was Rudy. Sean Astin from the movie.
Segway alert.
I mean, the Texans are listening right now. Jesse Watt, Sarah Pepper from the Morning Mix has some options for you if you're looking for replacements for Bill O'Brien.
I think we have Sean Pendergast's endorsement.
Yeah.
We're good.
Rubber stamp, baby.
Sean, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You can check him out. Sports Radio 610, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every morning. You are awesome.
Appreciate you guys having me on.